Hello, church family. It's been such a long time since we have seen each other in person and greeted each other physically. Zoom and recordings are now the new normal at the moment. Yes, we will feel sad at times and lonely. After all, we are human. But we are encouraged that we still have our Heavenly Father who has never and will never leave us alone. He is always with us. We can always share everything with Him. This time has shown us we must never, ever take anything in life for granted. This time that we have, we mustn't waste it. It is time to reflect and consider how can we be better Christians to who we meet or communicate with each day. Leaving positive messages can save a soul. A smile with a stranger can lift their spirit. This time is the testing time. Let's encourage each other each and every day. I have some framed words on my bedroom wall, and I would like to share it with you. It is based on Isaiah 40, my favorite encouraging text. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Teach us, Lord. Teach us, Lord, to wait down on our knees. Teach us not to rely on what others do. Teach us, Lord, to wait patiently for an answer from you. Wow. Isn't our God amazing? He has never failed us. Lord, I pray that we will be better people in our everyday life. I pray, Lord, that we will not lose our faith, but hold on to you, for our strength comes only from you. Lord, help us to love unconditionally as you love us. Lord, let your Spirit guide us in all that we do and say, so that others will see you in us. Lord, I thank you for our children and youth who are the men and women of tomorrow. Protect them and guide them in all that they do. And finally, our church family, bless us all. Make your face shine upon us and give us peace, joy, and understanding. Put your arms around us and keep us safe. Heavenly Father, let us not be fearful of tomorrow, because you are already there. Amen. Have a wonderful and blessed week, my Stokey family.